Welcome to Sisters Place Entertainment Showcase, our author showcase. Today we are talking with Tamika Kane. Welcome to the showcase, Tamika.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. So tell us about your latest novel, When a Man Loves a Woman.
Yes, so this is book one in what will be a three-book series. Excuse me. Each one is a standalone novel. So in this one, When a Man Loves a Woman, with the subtitle A Season of Change, it introduces Avery and Alicia Ayers, and they are a couple who, on the outside, look like they have it all. They are attractive and wealthy and intelligent and very respected in their careers and in the community and just really moving and shaking. You know, they are a couple on the ball. And at the time that they met, you know, it was at kind of a pivotal point for both of them. You know, she's much younger than he is. She just graduated from college and was getting ready to start her career. And he is a well-respected physician, you know. And he had a pretty dark past. And, you know, it just went through, you know, just horrific kinds of experiences, but still was able to move beyond all that and make something of himself, you know, despite incredible odds. Yet, there were still areas of his life that were not dealt with. So he meets her, you know, and she's very different than what he's used to dealing with, and her freshness and her innocence and, you know, just her presence is like a breath of fresh air in his life, and he just has to have her. And so, you know, he's much older, excuse me, and she's swept away by, you know, his culture and, you know, how he carries himself. And he's very different than the young guys she's been dealing with and all that. And there were signs that were present that stuff wasn't quite right, but she missed all of that. So they get married, excuse me, and pieces of his past start to resurface, excuse me. And the next thing you know, she's kind of caught up in the whirlwind of his life. So they reach this season of change where they have to decide if they are going to, you know, continue on or if they're going to be honest with themselves about where they are. Because they both had their own levels of brokenness when they came into the relationship, you know. Are they going to deal with that stuff? Are they going to, you know, just keep brushing stuff under the rug and keep pretending that everything's okay? Or are they going to get down to the nitty-gritty and really just deal with some things and heal? So that is the story in a nutshell. It's a very, I write women's contemporary fiction, so it's a very intense read. But even in the midst of that, you know, sometimes we see things and all we see is black and white, you know. Oh, well, it's either good or it's bad. It's right or it's wrong. And yet, in life, things are really not just black and white like that. There's all these shades of gray that make up who we are. And so I introduce a lot of shades of gray in this story, you know. Okay. So one minute you may want to hate a character, but then some stuff comes up and then, there, you know, it delves into your empathetic side and you kind of feel compassion for the person. And, you know, so it kind of gives a well-rounded, you know, view of some things. I do kind of address some stereotypes and, you know, and stuff like that, but yet and still, it is their story, and it is a love story. You know, he does love her. You know, he's just broken, you know, so. Okay, so I guess I'll leave it there. I'm trying not to give any spoilers.
right. Okay, so what was the inspiration for the title?
So the backstory is I initially published this book as Season of Change in 2012 and did okay with it as an author not knowing anything about marketing without having any kind of marketing budget, all of that. I mean, it did okay. It won an award and all of that. But I just didn't have I mean, since I'm a person who writes with a message, I have people that I'm trying to reach, you know, but I just didn't, my arms didn't reach that far. So last year I decided to shop it and see if I could get a publisher to pick it up. So she hated my title. I did find a publisher. She hated my title, so we went back and forth until we found one that worked, but it didn't, it had to work for all three books in the series. So when I thought back, I'm like, okay, well, what's the common theme in each of the stories? And and it ends up being, you know, this love that a man has for a woman. So whether it's right or wrong or good or bad or, you know, challenging or friendship or whatever, it's still this love that a man has for a woman. So we decided to go with that. And so each book will have a subtitle that will kind of cue you in as to what the story is actually about.
Okay.
So in this case, it's a season of change. Thank you.
Okay. So how would you define your writing style as a writer?
I would say I deal with real life issues. I am very passionate about women's issues. I just deplore some of the conditions you know, that we are just kind of thrust into sometimes. And so I am a solution-focused kind of person. I don't really deal with, like, with the men and the stuff that they do. I deal with building women up from the inside out, hoping that, you know, when you kind of get a glimpse of who you are, you will evoke the change. Mm-hmm. You know, I believe that when we change, everybody around us has to change too. So, you know, if we start feeling better about ourselves and, you know that we have some self-worth, then, you know, you're no longer somebody's punching bag and, you know, putting up with all kinds of stuff. So there's always that kind of thread of authenticity, like, you know, where are you, you know, what is it that you really want, and so my writing kind of ties in with some other stuff too, because I have a few radio shows and some other stuff, but it all kind of ties in with this theme of abundant living. So anything that interferes with the ability to have just an abundant life, you know, a wonderful life, those are the kinds of issues that I address, you know. So but it's women's fiction, you know, and so the characters are very relatable. You know, there are people that you and I know, and, you know, there's something there that will trigger, whether it's I used to be that person, or, oh, I'm still that person, or, you know, I know that person, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
The characters are very relatable, and the stories are very relatable. People can just get them. You know, I write the real stuff, and I write the things that sometimes people are afraid to touch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, really good. Who are some of your favorite authors that you like to read? Name at least three.
All right. I love Pearl Clegg, and just love her writing. Can never get enough of her stuff. Like Beverly Jenkins. Maya's like my all-time favorite, and that's three. I mean, I could go on and on, but those are probably my three favorites.
Okay. Sounds good. How can our audience learn more about you and follow you on social media?
Okay, well, I do have a website. It's Tamika Patrice, so that's T-U-M-I-K-A Patrice, P-A-T-R-I-C-E. Because I do write under the name Tamika Patrice Kane, all three of my names. So, and then on social media, it's whatever the company is / Tamika Patrice. So it's Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram / Tamika Patrice. I think I'm on LinkedIn too. It's the same thing. I do have an Amazon authors page, and I can't remember if it's Tamika Patrice or not. But if you typed in my name, you know, it would come up. And then of course there's my website, and all that stuff is linked to my website, so you can always kind of go there, and it's kind of one-stop shopping. So, you know, there's my blog feed's there, and there's information about the radio shows and, you know, the books and stuff that I've written and stuff like that. So, and of course, I'd love to hear from, you know, the readers and all of that. So, yes, feel free to reach out. I reach back.
Okay. Well, that's all my questions today. Thank you so much for sitting down with me on this Saturday afternoon.
I'm so glad that you had me on the show. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Have a good afternoon.
And you as well. Thanks. Bye-bye.